Hello, this is for the 4th of July, 2019, which I thought I'd recorded, but it looks like it didn't get posted, so I'm going to do it today. And it is, the Four of Cups and the Hangman and the Six of Coins. Time out. Today being a holiday in the U.S., it's easy to read this as a day off. With money cards in both the past and future positions, someone could have saved up for a holiday or can't afford to take the day off, or maybe between paychecks, or some may even feel hung up by the day off because they'd rather work and need the money. That's the light version for the small screens. The Hanged Man in the center, number 12 of the major arcana, Pisces, Neptune, and Leo, is a complicated card, but one thing this human has at least achieved by hanging himself upside down from a tall tree up and away from the chatter is a different point of view. His hands are clasped behind him in a yoga-like pose, and he hangs from one leg gracefully. This is a very psychic card. A soft golden glow is radiating from the inverted human's head as if he or she is receiving messages. The Hanged Man has found his quiet spot up in the tree, or a scaffolding in some decks, custom built for this strange meditation. But the lore of this card is rich. Buddha under his tree and Jesus on the cross are both associated with this image of self-sacrifice as a path to enlightenment, which was then shared for the benefit of the world. The surreal glowing halo seems as if he's being charged by solar power. I call this my Nikola Tesla card, although oceanic Neptune is the ruler of this mysterious card of the subconscious depths. The radiating halo is the same color but bigger than all the gold coins on the past and future cards, which is pretty profound. Whatever he or she is receiving, whatever light is going on, is worth all and more than all the nickels and dimes in this spread. In the past position is the hold on to your money card, the cautious and watchful Four of Coins, Mars in Earthly Capricorn, Scorpio, Aquarius, Sun. The human on the card, holding a giant gold coin over his heart, one under each foot, and even one on his head, is a material girl or guy. But this card can also mean someone keeping too much of themselves to themselves, if that makes sense. The money is a shield in this case in the form of work or other things that may be keeping us too busy to engage. In the future position today is the card of giving and receiving, the Six of Coins or Pentacles, Earth, Moon, and Taurus, Venus, Uranus, Libra, and Saturn. A well-dressed human, scales in hand, offers charity in the form of a few coins to two not-so-well-dressed people who beg on their knees before him. The money man wants to even out the scales he holds in his left hand. An interesting thing to me is that in the deck between the Four and the Six of Coins would be the Five, a broke and lonely card that often represents a poverty mindset. That is, no matter how much money one has, they never feel they'll have enough. The human on the Four has enough. Four is a stable number, yet he still nervously clings to his coins. This fear of poverty could come from financial problems in the family from childhood, or even feeling no one would like you without it. The Hanged Man in between the Four and the Six asks us to raise our vibration, and I can't believe I even wrote that, when it comes to our material selves and world. This is sharing of whatever we're receiving for the good of all. The Norse god Odin came down from his tree and gave the world the runes, the Viking alphabet, and divination stones. There are rune readers on YouTube, and they're very interesting. You should check them out. The human of the past actually sees the world through his money. We can see him squinting to see in between the two huge coins. The human of the future has been enlightened. Money is energy, and it has to move, and there is plenty of lore and literature on that concept in many languages and belief systems. Hell, it's science! Aha! P.S. We just had a pretty weird earthquake. It went on forever. Now I remember why I didn't post this, because we had an earthquake right when I was finishing this, so I guess it didn't get posted. I hope I didn't. And if it did get posted and I'm doing it again, it's because of Mercury retrograde. But it was. I'm a Californian. We did have an earthquake yesterday, and it happened right when I was writing this. Okay, that's what happened. And it was weird. I've been through many, many earthquakes as a Californian and an old one. And they're different, because I got all kinds of emails from people from all over the world. And so, yes, definitely felt that one. And they're either like really hard and sharp and quick, like really boom. And I think those are the ones that do the most damage, because it's like pulling a rug out from things, you know. But this one was rolling and long. And I'm like looking up going, oh shit. I was just like, oh man, because it didn't end. It went on for a long time. It was exactly like a ship rolling. It was that kind of a deal. So I'm like, how far is this going to tip kind of a thing? And I'm looking over and the dogs are all asleep. So much for that animals feeling it before anybody else did. My lazy, So anyway, it was a really exciting one, and I've been through a whole lot of them, but the most exciting thing is when it stops on time. I'm in the desert, there's nothing to fall on me, but it was a real unusual quake, really unusual. So that's what happened. Have a great one. Bye.